Welcome to the Get Up Podcast. Boom, 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 bam! Boom, bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like VIP tickets when you're used to general admission, baby! It is a new season. It is a new year. It is the new Get Up Podcast, baby. Bigger, better, faster, stronger. And this is the fastest 20 minutes in podcasting and the number one podcast when you are talking mindset, attitude, positivity. And I just want to salute you, Get Up Army. We are stomping through the 2020s. It is January 2nd, 2023, episode one of season three. It was exactly 2 years ago that we started reintroducing the Get Up podcast. And I just want to say that I am so thankful that we are all here together. I am so thankful for each and every one of you that have supported this. And I know it's been a minute. It has. We have a lot to talk about. We have some things that we got to catch up on. We have some things to reflect back on. We have some things to look forward to. Right? Right. Okay. So, man, let's talk. Let's get into this. I'm telling you what, man. First of all, hey, if you vibe on the Get Up podcast and you need more, you want more, go to either markhayford.com or amazon.com. We got three number one books: Get Up, Light Up the Darkness, and 365. And we also got Get Up and Light Up the Darkness out there on Audible. If you just like to listen, if that's how you roll, go do it. That's what I'm talking about. Now, listen, I was reflecting back, first of all, on all the podcasts that we've done in the past. And there are a ton of Get Up podcast out here, wherever you're listening right now. It looks like in the past year, we've hit over 25 different countries. I know it was 40 initially for whatever reason, and now it's like 25. It's kind of stabilized. And it's weird because in 2021, when it looks like we were done with the Get Up Power Hour radio program, the reason I stepped away from doing a radio program is because I wanted to reach more ears, have more eyes on this, get the message on a broader platform, podcasting. I love to be, it was a dream come true to be able to host a radio program. Are you kidding me? I grew up on radio, raised on radio, but I'll tell you what, the podcast is, it's just been incredible. So I want to thank everybody again that supported it. But I will tell you, in 2021, we had about close to 50 podcasts. So it was like one a week almost. And, you know, when we looked at 2022, there's only a handful. And I'm going to explain why. And I'm going to tell you what 2023 is going to look like for the Get Up podcast. But first of all, when you're looking at 2022, if this is your first time hearing this, or if you need to go back, we introduce guests just like we did on the Get Up Power Hour radio program, all 2019 and 2020. So in 2022, you could hear Dr. Belinda Zeitlin, that has her first and new book out, which I was one of the endorsements on. Thank you, doctor. It was Mom, I Want to Be a Fighter. We had Matt Fury. I mean, powerhouse, the president of Psycho-Cybernetics. Hello. And he was, I believe, two episodes. And I believe the second episode was the most listened to episode of all time in the Get Up podcast. At least that's what I'm being told. So big up to Matt Fury. Incredible interview, both of them. And then, of course, we've had, just messages of mindset, attitude, positivity, as we do. That's the foundation of the program here. And I just want to tell everyone, since we don't live in filters and the Get Up podcast, I've done lots of things. And I've done lots of things on live radio and during the podcast, things that, whatever. And this is the first time, I think, as I sit here in the Get Up studio, that I'm bleeding like a stuffed pig, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like George the Animal Steel in a 1978 cage match for the WWF. That's right. In Madison Square Garden. I like to change my state, get a lot of hope, a lot of hype. And I like to get into that framework of going hard and waking people up, man. We're not trying to put people to sleep here, right? Don't feed the animals. Keep your hands inside the vehicle for safety, please. That's what we do. So I always, if I'm out somewhere, if it's live radio, it's literally smashing, my face, smacking it. It's jumping in place. It's power posing. Or since we're doing the Get Up podcast, I can go down the hallway and take a shower. Exhilarating, quick. And I shaved my head. I shave my head every day for two reasons. One, I like it. I like the bald look. It's very aerodynamic, you know, very stone cold Steve Austin-ish. Okay. So I like shaving my head. I prefer that. And two, if I didn't shave my head, I'd look like your dad. Nobody's trying to do that. So, and for all my kids listening, I am your dad. That's why I look like him. So, you know, anyway, yeah. So I took a chunk out of my head. Look, it's early January. I got the new Christmas razor. I forgot it was new and zip, zop, zip, rip my head to shreds. So it's all good. You know, we rub some dirt on that. I got a beanie on right now, soaking up the blood, and we got to go. We got to go. Coach, put me in. I'm good. So we're moving. We're moving forward here. Hey, I'll tell you what's up. And here's what's up. This is crazy. First of all, I was so excited. There are hundreds and hundreds of Get Up podcasts before we went to the new platform we're on now out there on SoundCloud. I mean, literally hundreds. So you can binge listen, and you can binge listen right here by going back. I know the general of the Get Up Army does, Lisa, up in Jersey. Jersey! What's up, Lisa? Had to give a shout out. But I will tell you, when it was 2019, I was so excited for the 2020s. I really was. I mean, I was like, new decade, new opportunities, new everything. And right, we got punched in the face on a global level. Holy mackerel. Who saw that coming, right? And it's been rough. The 2020s have been so rough, and people have been shook. And this is why I'm definitely on a mission to continue and bring the Get Up mindset, right? This growth mindset under the umbrella of mental wellness. And I'm going to tell you something here. The reason there were so little podcasts in 2022, the Get Up podcast, we have had them, obviously, but there wasn't like it was in 2021. It's because things did open up. And man, I'm out there. I'm working it. I'm doing stuff. And I want to tell you that I really, really, really have been leaning hard at going into schools and working with kids. Yes, I've spoke for, you know, keynoted for businesses, sports team, corporations, all that stuff. But working with the kids, I'm going to get to that a little later in the program. Man, I want to tell you a crazy story of what happened with one of the last schools I went to in 2022 as I reflect back on the year. And I want to say, hold on. Do you hear this? Listen. Be quiet. Listen. If you listen closely, in the Hall of Fame, here at the Get Up Studios, Get Up headquarters, you hear our Pomeranian Tinkerbell barking somewhere. Which means either someone's coming to kill me or someone's coming home. So it's all good either way, because I'll have witnesses here. You, Get Up Army. Thank you for protecting me and always having my back. You know, here's the thing. I was blown away when I sat back, looked at the landscape, and realized that this February 1st, you know what it is? February 1st, 2023. It's going to blow your mind like, it is the 5-year anniversary of the release of Get Up. And we're going to have a celebration on February 1st. That's looking forward. What we're also going to have, we're going to have a hybrid of the 2021 and 2022 seasons of the Get Up podcast. You're going to have lots of this, lots of one-on-one, me and you, mano y mano, baby, talking, feeling, vibing. All right, shucking and jiving, throwing away the filters, real talk, growth mindset, getting up, picking ourselves up, having some vision. That's what we do, and that's what we're going to continue to do, but we are also going to incorporate more guests as well, because, especially during pandemic time, I've created new friends that have so much to offer, new friend groups, new networks, met new professionals. You know, we got to keep growing. We got to keep moving, right? And there is so much that I want to share with you. And I'm going to bring on some monsters of mindset. That's what that is. Holy mackerel. So that's what's coming up in 2023. It's going to be a big year. I'm going to tell you this. You know, we're talking about here being on purpose, being intentional, right? Really being in control more than we have been able to in the past of our futures. And it starts with your mind. And I want to tell you a quick little ditty of what happened at one of the last schools I spoke at. And I'm going to get into why this is happening. But I was up in Northern New Jersey. I've had a lot of schools in Northern New Jersey. I'm looking to expand that. I want to go world freaking tour here in 2023. Pennsylvania, Jersey, Delaware. There was some conversations about potentially in the past me coming out to Florida, Detroit. Yeah, let's go. I'm ready. So the Carolinas. But I went to this school in Northern New Jersey, and look, the superintendent did not mince words. He's like, you better bring it because these kids are, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm not going to say the school, but here's what happened. I go up the night before because I want to be ready to rock, get my hotel room, get my Chinese food from Number One Wok or whatever it was. Do a little recon. Okay, hotel is here. School is here. 8 minutes away. Locked, loaded, cool. Night, night. Right? Wake up like dark AM. Get hype. Get ready. Get ready to change some lives. Legit. Oh, I'm up against the break. All right, listen. Hang on 10 seconds. All right, that's a lie. Like 30 seconds. Hang on 30 seconds. We have some amazing sponsors here from Anchor Podcast. Anchor by Spotify. Thank you, Anchor by Spotify. So they got the skills to pay the bills. All right. So everybody chill for just 30 seconds. I'm telling you, don't even get up and go to the bathroom. You're going to miss it because I'm dropping the story like hot butter on popcorn, baby. All right. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Boom! Shake the room. We're back just like that, Jack. All right. So I'm up in North Jersey. And I'm going to speak to this school, and it's a high school. And, you know, listen, I drove up the night before, not for nothing. Listen, I've had times in my life where I'm driving the vehicle that is duct taped together, you know, and with Elmer's glue, and it's got three tires, you know. That wasn't this time. This was just recent, right before the holidays, as we're coming out of, you know, the new year here in 2023. So I'm driving my wife's Mercedes SUV, very reliable, great vehicle. And I drive a couple hours up the Pennsylvania Turnpike, up the Jersey Turnpike. I'm up there. Everything's all good in the hood. And I am ready. I'm up for hours. I'm ready. I'm thugging. I'm bugging. I'm 8 minutes away from the school. Let's go, Big Daddy. We get in the truck and we fire that bad boy up and it goes and nothing from the engine. I'm like, okay, hold on. Everybody relax. Let me try it again. Nothing. Okay. So. Panic? No. Solution. Let's find something. What can we do? We can do Uber. Oh, great. New phone. And we don't have the app. Download the app. Find the password. Do whatever. Uber. Okay. Rodrigo. Rodrigo is picking me up. Shout out to Rodrigo. Rodrigo gets there within 4 minutes. Not like where I live in Pennsylvania, where you got to book it 3 days ahead in advance because there's nobody, nothing around here. But it's not totally true, but it's not totally a lie either. So my man shows up. Right. And it's great. And I'm like, dude, you saved the day. Thank you. Just get me, you know, I'll deal with the vehicle and everything later. I need to be on purpose. I need to be like they did. This school did a press release for me, the whole thing. So he's taking me. And as we're taking me, he's like, oh, this. All right. Right. This was election day. It was in November, right before Thanksgiving. He was like, you know, he goes, I don't think schools are open today. And I'm like, excuse me. And he's like, yeah, I don't think the schools are open. I'm like, what do you mean you don't think the schools are open? And he's like, well, it's election day. He goes, I haven't seen one school bus. I'm like, bro, don't even play. Like, dude, I'm hotel rooming it. I got a vehicle that's like, I'm stranded. I don't know what's happening. Okay. Like, I have great faith that this school is open, that this assembly is on, that we are doing everything. I just talked to them a few days ago. And here we go. There she was in all her glory and beauty with her effervescent, very bright orange and yellow crosswalk stop sign holding self. It was the crosswalk lady. It was the patrol lady. And she waved us through. And there's adolescence. Okay, perfect. So we have school. We come in. They were gracious. They got me in there. It was an amazing, what a day. What a day dealing with these kids and really getting to work with them and talk with them and having them understand that they could just be safe and let it go. I'm going to get into that in a second. And man, what wound up going down? What wound up going down was I get done. Now I got to Uber back. Like a freaking Momo. Like I'm just your school guy. Like I'm signing autographs and handing out books. And here I am walking around the wrong side of the school looking for, I think it was Loretta, who was going to be my my Uber driver. I swear this happened. My Uber driver to get me back to the hotel so I could further investigate. A mechanic I am not, but we'll figure it out. And So I won't forget this. One kid was sitting there probably like in, you know, biology class or something. And he's sitting there and he looks over his shoulder and he kind of looks like, wait, was that the dude that just, wait, what? And he looks over and I just kind of like, how you doing? Just give a wave. And he gave a wave, shook my head, kept walking. There's Loretta. I get in Loretta's Uber and she, Loretta wasn't as great as the morning guy because she was a little TMI. You know, she was telling me about like the crazy person that was in the car the day before and how she had to throw her out because she thinks she was either on drugs or high or alcohol or something. And she felt like she was endangered and the whole thing. And police had to come. I was like, I just got to get to the hotel. So I get to the hotel. I'm already checked out, whatever, trying to start the truck. Doesn't happen. Call, you know, I got AAA. AAA sends the guys like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, buddy, how you doing? Okay, so let's pop the hood over here. Let's see what we got going on. Yep, just what I thought. Anyway, long story short, here I am with, I can't remember his name. I'm in the freaking tow truck down the Jersey Turnpike trying to get my ride over to the boys on the hill. Shout out to Matt and Brad from Whitford Hills Auto, the boys on the hill, Exton, Pennsylvania, baby. I trust nobody else with the vehicle. I'm trying to get it there. Long story short, you know what happened? It was the key fob. That was it. Hundreds of dollars later, crazy experience. That could have totally ruined my day. All of the just the mental exhaustion of the stress of being hours away from home. And who knows, you know, what that cost or what's wrong or any of this. But you know what? It's a choice. And the choice made there is to just chill. Just chill. It's going to work out. So I don't know what you got going on in your life. I don't know what stress you're incurring right now. I encourage you to just kind of breathe, have faith, take the steps, go through things and just make it work. Be intentional. Be intentional with whatever's got to happen. I knew in that moment when that truck was not turning over for whatever the reason was, I could not do anything about it in that moment. We got to let it go. We got to fix the problem and get to what I got to do. Like, get me there. And then we'll deal with this on the back end. And that's exactly what happened. So it was a fantastic experience for the reason I went there. But all the circumstances, the wrapping paper around it was kind of crappy. Not going to lie. But you know what? Here we are. And it's another great story. But I want to bring awareness. I really do. And I want to kind of like, you know, this is a quick introductory first podcast of the year. Get up, Army. You know what I'm saying? But I want to bring awareness to ensure safety for our future. So how do we do that? We invest in the future. And I told you, I've been going hard in school. So let's talk about our kids. Let's do this. You know, like since things have slowly opened up in the world, I already told you, I've been working hard to get into schools and get in front of our youth. And it's not easy. It's definitely not. It's a noisy world. But I've been specifically specializing in like middle, high school, even elementary level and doing these assemblies to bring some positivity, some growth mindset. And our kids are hurting. They are hurting right now. Well, why? Pandemic was 3 years ago, right? Why? Like everything's over. Well, okay. So let's do this. Be a kid. You got the pressure of home life. You got the constant expectation of maintaining this success or leveling up to be better at school, to create this brighter future, right? And for many of the extracurricular activities such as clubs and sports, dude, competitions at this former football coach here, boiling apex, right? And this has been the culture for years. So we've literally created this environment for our kids when they swim in the sea of stress. And many of them are going like nonstop. I'm talking dark to dark from the minute they wake up to the minute their heads hit the pillows. Man, this is, we've manufactured this environment for them. And a lot of our kids just can't be kids. And that was before the 2020s. That was 2019 when I was saying how excited I was for the 2020s. Now, pause the kids for a moment. Let's talk about you. I want you to reflect back. Think back. Think back to all the emotions of the adversity, maybe anxiety, isolation, thoughts, issues that have gone through your head during the pandemic, and you're a fully formulated adult. So the uncertainty, and I know a lot of high schoolers listen to this too, and a lot of middle schoolers, so shout out to you guys. But talking to the adult table right now, like the uncertainty, fear, like all of that crap, right? It was rough, man. There's tons of men and women that have not fully recovered and still struggle today. I run an online mental wellness room every Wednesday on Clubhouse. You can join. It's the Mental Wellness Encouragement Room. And I'm going to tell you that some of the things that are shared, it's rough. So this new pandemic, it's not COVID. It's a pandemic of mental wellness. So let's take those feelings that we just discussed and dump it all over undeveloped, hormone raging, charged, emotionally immature, dependent children and adolescents. Okay. Add the stress and awareness of this whole damaging freaking comparison game that's created by social media, you know, Insta, Facebook, Snap, TikTok, all this, right? A lot of adults have difficulty with this. And then we double down on the fact that so many of these kids were put in a global timeout when socialization was crucial for their growth and wellness. I don't care if they're 5 or I don't care if they're 15. And look, better or worse, let's cover up the faces, and especially for the youngest kids, take away their and everybody else's identities and expressions. This is damaging. I mean, I don't know if we've really talked about this. Man, so one morning, this was at the end of last 2022, and hence, you know, why there haven't been so many podcasts in 2022. I'm out there, I'm traveling. I was at this elementary/middle school, right? Principal invites me afterwards because I love taking pictures with the kids, doing Q&A, signing stuff. It's all great. And, you know, I go to the playground after. He asked me to come out, interact with some of the students during their lunch hour if they wanted to talk to me or whatever. And for years, like I've been a football coach for Pop Warner middle school age players. So for the most part, like I can eyeball a kid and be like, oh, okay, he's middle school or that's an 8th grader or whatever. But I was having a hard time and I asked the principal, I'm like, what grades are on the field with us for this recess? And his answer blew me away. He says, so they're 7th grade, but mentally they're 5th graders. I'm like, what? I said, what are you talking about? He said, the pandemic. He says, think about it. He goes, students this age, you know, like these kids were socially stunted. Like the last time they had socialization, they were 5th graders and now we're fully back, but they're 7th grade. So their bodies have grown. They smell a little more. Maybe they're getting some hair under their armpits. But socially, they're 5th graders. They're like slap fighting and crap. Like doing goofy stuff. Normally, I'd have kids this age like doing tackling drills and hitting sleds. That was in elementary school. I mean, I did this other high school in North Jersey. And I'm just going to be honest. And I might have talked about this on an earlier podcast. I don't know. Like, this wasn't like straight up hood that I was in, but like, this wasn't one of those schools where like Timmy's getting picked up in mommy's Escalade. Like, that's not how that was. So it was a rough area. You got some hard kids dealing with real issues. And for whatever reason, I won't forget this, that they told me I had to start at 12:48, not 12:45, not 12:50, like 12:48. It's like, all right, whatever, works for me. But they told me it's like 2 minutes before, like, you know, this group bombards the auditorium. So here they come, right? Now in my mind, I'm cutting out parts of the talk, like, you know, way to pull the rug out, but it's cool, whatever, I'll work it. Here they come. They're loud, they're aggressive, they're unruly, you know, they're teenagers, right? It's great. I love it. Love the energy. And everyone got seated and I give a get up power talk. Boom, bam, right? Not holding back. We got 2 minutes for questions. You know, I land the plane because they say they have to be out of here by 1:30. They have to. One hand goes up and I'm not going to repeat the question, but I was like, oh, okay, this is real. And then 2 hands and then 3 hands. And then finally the administrator stopped the assembly. He's like, look, if you guys want to stay here, you could stay here to listen, talk, participate, whatever. If you want to leave, you got to leave and go to your study halls. 250 kids, nobody moves. Nobody moves. The assembly should have ended 1:30. The school let out at 2:20. Guys, I didn't walk out of the building until 3 p.m. There were kids coming back from earlier presentations. It was incredible. Some just needed to be heard. Some just wanted to talk where they could feel safe. So what do we need to do? Well, first of all, we need more recognition that our kids are struggling. We need to do something about it. We need to play a part. We need more programs in schools like yesterday. We need more people. And there are a lot of people, don't get me wrong, that are in positions of power of schools that have an understanding that currently in the 2020s that we and they are dealing with more and different issues than all of the youth that has ever come through in the past. So programs, people, education, understanding, to help us help them is what's absolutely essential if we're going to create a healthier future society we can start planting so we can harvest later now. So listen, next time you see a child, a teen, a tween, it's acting up, is sideways, whatever, they have an attitude like none other you've seen before, just realize that hurt people hurt people. And that kid that pushes away the most probably needs to be hugged the hardest. Have the presence of mind to identify that child is going through something that many have not gone through before. It's a new world. We got new issues, and we need to recognize that what we're dealing with so we can deal with it. And I want to challenge you to be an advocate, not just for them, but for yourself as well and for others, and to recognize. I know it is hard. It is not easy. Life is fast. It's noisy. There's a lot going on these days. But we got to pay attention. And here's a call to action. Now, look, I already went over. I could talk to you guys for hours and hours and hours because I just love you, baby, and your companionship. And I am so excited to start another season of this with you. Again, look, thank you. Welcome or welcome back. And for 2023, okay? Again, you know, what do you bring to the table? Be the table. Be on purpose. Be intentional. Be specific with your success, even if that's baby steps. You know, I we've all heard it. If you don't have a goal that scares the crap out of you, it's not big enough. I think it's okay to have different level goals. How about getting out of bed? How about taking that baby step? How about something small? How about quitting something for one day and then the next day? How about that? We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to fix, and we're going to do it together. And I am so excited to be on this journey with you. Get up, Army. You rock my socks. That's what I'm talking about. I got to get out of here. Anyway, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Anchor by Spotify for taking care of this podcast and giving us a platform to rock with. And I want to tell you that I want you to keep your head up because you are more special than you realize. You are needed. And we are going to be back within a couple of weeks. And we got some great stuff on deck, baby. And I'm just thankful that you're here for this journey. Get up, Army. I salute you. I love you guys. And we will talk to you soon. Peace.